This is the whole movie in one image. Not because it's scary, but because it's what too much looks like. Michelle Yeoh plays Evelyn, a laundromat owner drowning in receipts, family, and an IRS audit. So when the multiverse arrives, it doesn't change the problem. It makes it louder. It turns distraction into physics, every possible life tugging at your sleeve, until everything starts to feel like nothing. And the film's big idea is simple. Meaning doesn't come from more options. It comes from choosing one thing to care about. Let's watch how it builds that feeling. In the early scenes, the editing already looks like a mind that can't hold still. A form, a customer, a phone, a daughter in the doorway. Then the multiverse makes the same rhythm literal. One life after another, faster than you can emotionally follow. That's why the bagel lands. If everything is possible, why does anything matter? But the answer isn't focus harder. It's smaller. Pay attention to the person in front of you. One person, one moment, right here. That choice, repeated, is what keeps the world from collapsing. Most multiverse stories ask which version of you is the real one. This one asks something smaller and nastier. What happens when your mind won't stay anywhere for long? Verse jumping is a plot device, but it's also a feeling. The argument isn't hidden in dialogue. It's in the cuts. The movie keeps showing you the same moment, in different skins. Same hand, same glance, different life. And the repetition starts to feel like scrolling. Then the film starts packing the screen with noise. Menus, labels, instructions. It looks like freedom, but it plays like static. Joy, wearing the Jobu mask, shows Evelyn what she built, an everything bagel. A joke, at first. Then she starts listing what's on it, until it becomes a black hole. Because if you really put everything on a bagel, it stops being food. It becomes a way to say, nothing matters. So the movie answers with the smallest possible scene. It gets quiet. Two rocks. No dialogue, just subtitles. Michelle Yeoh called it a Zen garden. A whole universe reduced to one sentence at a time. It's the opposite of the bagel. Less. And suddenly, it feels real. Then Wayman shows you the movie's real weapon. Not fists. Kindness. Not naive kindness. The kind that chooses what to notice. Because attention is what makes a life feel like a life. That's why the ending isn't beat the bad guy. It's Evelyn turning back toward her life. Not because it's perfect, but because it's hers. That's what commitment is, choosing one world on purpose. Now look at what that does to the boring world. Same office, same laundromat. But the camera starts treating it like it matters, because the multiverse is just the metaphor. In real life, our multiverse is a screen. 100 lives you could be living, and somehow, you end up living none of them. That's what the bagel is for. Wayman says it out loud. Please, be kind. Especially when we don't know what's going on. In this movie, kindness isn't decoration, it's navigation. It chooses one person in front of you, instead of 1,000 hypothetical lives. Because the point isn't everything. It's choosing one world and staying there.